Welcome to the Casual Fridays REI podcast, where you'll learn about the wildly profitable niche of land investing. Active land investors Adam Southey and Justin Sliva are here to share their experiences with you so that you can learn how to build massive cash flow and huge profits from this highly lucrative niche. So without further ado, here are your hosts, Adam Southey and Justin Sliva.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Adam Southey, here with my co-host, Justin Sliva, and this is the Casual Fridays REI podcast. Today, we're talking about being the boss of your own business. Real quick before we do that, though, let's talk about the Plum Investment Group. Guys, do you have a property you need funding for? Plum Investment Group is your solution. Plum helps land investors grow their business by funding your raw land purchase. It's truly an awesome deal, guys, and just to be clear, this isn't a loan. Plum will actually partner with you by putting up the money for your project. So do yourself a favor, go check them out. It's www.pluminvestmentgroup.com.
Happy Friday.
Yes, sir. Happy Friday.
I'm excited about today's show.
Are you going to go off on a rant? Or are you?
I'm feeling
it. Everything?
Like, I'm feeling it. Like,
I should sit back, get out of the way, just relax, let you go?
I don't know. I don't know how, like, heated I'm going to get, because when this topic came to me, I was pissed, man.
All right.
Like, I was...
Do you
like,
want to explain it all, or how...
How it came about?
Yeah, sure. How deep do you want to go on all that?
Like, I think we should get pretty deep. I think that we should just rip off the Band-Aid. You know, we did a show, Is Your Guru Really Worth the Hype? I mean, I think that, you know, episode 11, I think it was. You know, I think we pull back the scab and we have a real conversation with our listeners right now. Because I want them to know they have somebody in their corner.
Okay.
Okay? And here's where I'm going with this. You said... being your own boss, mm-hmm. right? And so sometimes you're going to make decisions for your business that doesn't coincide with your guru.
Okay.
And I'm going to throw this out here. If any gurus are listening or their people are listening, they want to at me, get in my DMs, want to call me, we can have a conversation about it. But if your coaches are telling you the only products you can use are the products that your coach teaches or your guru sponsors, you need to get a new coach, mm-hmm. because you are your own business owner. Mm-hmm. So I have had a guy this week. I don't remember what we were. Was it a consultant call or just a in passing conversation about this? And he goes, "Man, my coaches are the head guy and his 8 or 10 coaches underneath him that he has. They flame me in our private group because I wanted to use offers to owners." He's like, "I don't want to set up mail at my house. Mm-hmm. What am I supposed to do?" And I'm like, use offers to owners. If that's what you want to do for your business, we mentioned that on our commercial on Wednesday show, offers mm-hmm. to owners. We truly use offers to owners. It's not, hey, use this, because we're not giving you a discount code for it. Mm-hmm. We're merely telling you a service that we believe in. Mm-hmm. And so I have never met I've never met Mark Podolsky. I use GeekPay. Mm-hmm. I think it's a great product. It's better than what I have. Mm-hmm. It's reasonably priced. Scott Todd, don't know the man. I use Landmoto. Mm-hmm. I use him in conjunction with a lot of other stuff. It's a great product. Mm-hmm. Parcel Fact. I like Parcel Fact. I get it with my Land Academy membership. Is there other stuff out there? TerraStride. Saw that this week for the first time. Looks like a quality product. It's expensive when you buy it per state. There's a nationwide plan. I don't know what the price is on it. I'll figure that out and look at it, but it's good. Parlay works as well. So this guy, they were telling him he needed to set up his own postage, his own printing service, his own envelopes, his own stamps. Why?
So essentially what you're saying is they told him, just to be clear on this, they told him to buy a printer, print out all his offers, and manually stuff his own envelopes, write them out, and put a stamp on it.
Yeah, because it was going to be like 40 cents to do it that way versus him sending it to offers owners and spending 59 cents with them and just having to click 3 times, mm-hmm. upload 2 files, click twice, and put your credit card information in. Mm-hmm. Has anybody ever seen what 3,000 envelopes looks like?
It's a lot.
Yeah, it's, I'm going to do the math in my head real quick. So it's 500 per, I don't know, they're 10 inches by 6 inches. So
it's big. It's a big box.
You got 4 foot by 2 foot sitting in your office.
Well, then that's not just to mention, let's say, you know, our average mailers are what, 1,500 for me, for you?
Yeah, 1,500 to 2,000.
Can you imagine the time it would take to put 1,500 manually do it?
Well, from March to beginning of June, I think I ran 20-something pieces of mail, 20-something thousand pieces of mail. I would not want that in my house.
No, I would.
I've got a one-year-old that crawls. He's going to walk up, and if the box is open, he's pulling it out and throwing it on the ground.
Yeah. I think I told you this before, so if I was taught to manually do it all myself, I wouldn't be doing it all the time. I would quit.
I would have quit. Yeah. I mean, this is, it's sickening to me that we have people in this niche that are in a position where they can help people, and they hurt their business because this person is coming to you looking for ideas, suggestions, and things to do it. You know, I'll be the first to admit, I don't know anything. I don't know everything. Somebody may teach me about a tool tomorrow, and I'd love to share it with y'all just because, hey, this is cool. It looks good. It may work. But if somebody says the only way you can work with us if you do this, it's because they're making money off you.
Mm-hmm. Well, that brings us to the point of the show, right? Is like, you're the boss of your own company. You make the choices on what you're going to use, right?
Exactly.
And if,
right.
And if someone's telling you that you need to use this, well, you need to step back as the business owner and decide if that's right for your company or not.
No, you're exactly right.
Right? That's where we're going with all this.
Yeah, I agree. I get worked up, man.
I felt like it's kind of started to go off of like what the topic was compared to why we're angry about it.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. And I get worked up when I see people who are in a position of wanting to learn and try to do better for themselves and try to make that scale of that come up. And they are pushed into a way that's not necessarily the best way for them right now. We have used certain tools from different organizations and different groups. We've found new tools that we liked. We have some that we use because we have for free, mm-hmm. you know, and that's part of it. Being a business owner is saying, okay, hey, what does my operating plan look like? You know, for each step, the sales, the acquisition actual piece or the engineering, the deal, or the sales side, you know, whatever that looks like going through the whole process. Do you have that on paper? Do you know what it is? Do you have your checklist? Do you have your tools in place? You know, me and Brian, our intern, we're talking about this week for his company as they gear up, and he's moving to the full-time position of, you know, full-time land investor. He's been doing it for 5 months. He cuts away here from us.
His intern. He's been with us for 5 months.
Yeah, he's been with us for 5 months. So he leaves us as an intern, leaves the service, and he's going to be full-time land, but we wanted to make sure he had some of his checklists in place. Mm-hmm. And if I told him that you can only use this for your business, would that be doing him a service or a disservice?
Well, I guess it depends on the tool itself, but for the most part, it's probably a disservice, right?
Yeah. I mean, hey, you got to advertise with us, but we're going to charge you $500 a month for this.
Yeah. I mean, we have tools that we use and that we teach people with, right? But mm-hmm. that's because we're using them and we think they're great. But we also show other people other ones to use. But even then, if we can show you everything, but as the business owner, you need to decide if it's right for you.
Yeah. You know, and this one was just with stamps, you know, stamps and how to set up your auto mailer with the CRM that's in place versus you just putting two documents together and going. Another big sticking point for a lot of people is data. You know, what's the right data source to use? Mm-hmm. What do you need in data? How good is the data? How fresh is it? Is it old? Is it new? What's your cost? Ultimately, the cost is the big thing. So, you know, we could lay it all out. I think Seth does a great job of laying out all the different data sources that he talks about. He has like five different choices there for you. And do I think for raw land, the best right now is RealQuest? I do. It's probably the most expensive for most people. Is there cheaper ways to do it? And can you still make it happen? Yeah.
I feel like RealQuest is kind of hard for just the average investor just to go get.
Yeah.
I really like DataTree for that purpose because it's, you know, it's easy to get DataTree.
Yeah. And then you have Agent Pro a lot of people use. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, you want to know the APN. You want to know the owner's information, where their mailing list. You want the addresses to be good. You want the APNs, the size, the property to match, and then it to be the right zoning or to know that it's vacant if that's what you're shopping.
Yeah. Well, if we're talking about data, you want did you say recent?
Yeah, the freshest.
Yeah, the freshest, yeah.
Freaky freshest.
Yeah, but, you know, besides us pointing out and telling you what to do, right? It doesn't matter any aspect of the business. As the business owner, you need to, like, sit down. I don't know, what do you do once a month, once a week, whatever. You need to look at what you're doing and decide if it makes sense for you. Yep. Right, for your business. Are you overpaying? Are you paying too much? Can you get more out of it? Is there a better service? These are all just the analytical parts of being a boss and
yep.
thinking about the growth of your company, thinking about the future of it, where it's going to go, what you need to do, and how you're going to lead it. And if you're relying on someone else to tell you to mirror after them, then it's just not going to work. You're setting yourself up for failure.
You're their employee. Mm-hmm. And that's the different mindset between being a boss and an employee. And that was one of the things as being a manager in corporate America, or being a director level at a Fortune 150 and executive level in a small company, is that some people didn't understand why you would test other methods on the outside. Because what happens if, you know, heaven forbid, I'm stuck on Parlay and Parlay shuts down? Now what do I do? And I don't know what else is out there. You have to have those alternatives and those segues. You should have your business built completely from start to finish two different ways, in my opinion. And that's, take it for what it's worth, but I've ran multiple operations to know that, hey, if something happens here, I need to be able to pivot to this other one pretty quickly. The second piece of that is have a budget reduction plan. What happens if you lose your job and you have to do this full time? Can you have a budget reduction plan for your personal life and for your business to make sure that you can still operate and you know where your fat is that you need to cut when you cut? Because it's okay to be fat a little bit. Mm. It's okay to have some stuff. You don't always have to run 100% lean, but you do need to know where to trim.
Yeah, that going back just a little bit, what you said, you know, you heard two is one is none.
Yep.
Right? So essentially you've got one person or one way of doing something. If that person quits or that one company or whatever sells or closes down, well, now you have nothing.
Yep.
If you've got two salesmen or you've got two mapping services, right? Yep. One goes down or one person quits, you still got something else going on. And that's kind of how you need to run your business, right?
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. And that's part of the reason we say don't automate from the very beginning. Because if that automation piece that you're required to that runs your whole company for you and it goes down and you don't know your business, you're screwed.
Well, yeah, you definitely need to know your business.
I kind of feel like Friday got a little angry today.
I could see how you definitely want to go off on some bad coaches out there.
And it's not coaches. I don't want to say I always talk about the big four, and I don't know that maybe they know that some of their underlings, I'll call them underlings, are putting that crap out there. Almost cussed again, and I cussed twice in the last show, and I apologize about that.
I think it's the last three shows, actually, because you did it last week.
Okay, sorry. Yeah. I caught myself that time. I don't know that they know that they're putting that out there, because I don't think that they would want somebody like that out there teaching their brand.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't if it were me, but they may probably don't know, or they may not even care. I mean, a lot of these people are just in the business of education, right? They're not actually flipping land.
Yeah, there's some people like that, and that's very disappointing.
Yeah, but that's not us, and we're here to tell you that you need to be out there. You know, it actually, I keep meaning to say this, I keep forgetting about it. It scares me to tie my business. And I know you've mentioned this. And I know you had lunch with someone the other day. It scared them too. But it scares me to tie my business to one individual company or one or two. You know, you got to be completely out there.
Yeah. And that's when I first went on my own, I had a mini freak out in my head. And it was a self-induced, thinking through my business plan. And I thought to myself, what happens if the only way I get all my data, my tools, disappears tomorrow? What do I do? Like, where am I at? Is my family going to be able to eat? Is my business still going to be able to run? And I had lunch with a guy, and he had just went on his own, and he had the same, like, his about 2 to 3 months into his own business, like running full time, he had the same thoughts. And I'm like, okay, well, I know he was successful in the corporate world. I felt like I was semi-successful in the corporate world. And then we come out to there and he's having that same thought. I was like, okay, we both had that same thought around the same time period. It's a natural thought to have, and you should be having that. And to make sure that your interests are protected, because you are the CEO of your land company. You are not an affiliate or a franchise of whatever course you went through. You are a company that has to build yourself up and make yourself better and bigger and faster and higher quality. You know, and only you can make those decisions for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Got to make me laugh there. I was thinking the way you said that last one, only you can prevent forest fires.
Smokey the Bear. No, and this is a forest fire. I mean, because you could wipe out your home business by just following this certain model, and it may be outdated. It may not be the best that's out there. It may be more expensive. It may be an expense you don't need. And, you know, heaven forbid somebody ask me about a damn CRM. I use Excel still because it's me. My transaction quarter, she has access to it. If she needs to see it, we have our own system between the two of us. So I get hung up on that where somebody wants a CRM and it's just them in the company. They don't have VAs. They don't have nobody. It's just them answering the phone. And they're like, oh, check this off. Go through this. Maybe it makes you feel good.
I don't know.
If I'm spending $500 a month on that and I could go buy a 5 acre for $500 and that's going to generate another $100 a month for the next 10 years. I know last show I'm talking about buying NSXs with $400 a month, but realistically that thought process is for somebody that has a full-time job that does this to buy the extra stuff in life. This is you being your own boss of your own company and taking ownership of every piece of it and not using that employee mentality that you had before and blaming it on somebody else or using them as the scapegoat or using them as the crutch to get you through.
I agree.
Because, I mean, let's be real quick. I'm going to be real.
Okay.
There's a lot of employees fronting like they're business owners. Mm. They just are. And they need to look in the mirror and say, am I working for somebody or am I my own boss in my own company? And be your own boss.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree, 100%. Breathe. I could
keep going, man. Like I can feel it.
I think you got the point across here.
My blood pressure's up.
We're gonna stop it there because we don't need that. And it's the weekend. It's Friday, guys. It's time to get and have some fun, not have Justin's head explode on us.
And I want to say this, and I'm gonna put a disclaimer on this, that this is not pointed at one person in particular. This is pointed at the thought that as individuals, you're making a transition from maybe employee or you owned another business to business owner on something you're learning this journey all in. And we want you to know that we have your back and we want you to have the most profitable, most successful business that you can have at this time. And don't get hung up on the missteps that maybe we took early on in our careers, because that's what we started this whole thing for, is to help you get through that a little bit faster. And so this weekend, what I would ask that you all do is take a moment, look at your stuff in your business, and then maybe run a drill and say, okay, how can I do my business without these tools? All these tools go away. What are my other options? And just put it on paper and then put it in an envelope or put it on your desktop that says alternate business plan and do that.
Yeah, I like it. Okay, and then also while you're doing all that, because it only take half a second to do this last part, just go to Instagram and go to Facebook and find us at Casual Fridays REI. Give us a like, give us a follow. And then if you still haven't done it yet, please go to iTunes, go to Stitcher, go to wherever else you're listening to us. Like the show, review the show, and subscribe to the show. I don't even know if you like a show. I just like saying that. Like, rate, review, subscribe.
No, you
do it all.
I think you just put 5 stars and then write a little comment.
Yep. That's all we need. We appreciate it. You have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday.
You have a great weekend.